Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 A Game. It is the morning shift. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I am Mike. That is Allie. That is Dylon. And Squid Shady has entered the building. His ears are suddenly cold here on this Monday morning. So we'll see what that doles out here in the wake-up call. But the cheery bow has left the building. You all right over there, buddy?
First off, I don't know why you labeled me that all of a sudden I'm not in a bad mood. I'm not sure where that came from. I mean,
well, you put the hood up like Eminem. So
well, I put the hood up often.
Squid Shady.
Sometimes it just means I'm cold.
I don't know. Does he sound like he's in a bad mood, y'all?
You're putting me in one because you're making false accusations.
The one thing Bo has told us is that asking if Bo's in a bad mood puts Bo in a bad mood. Do not ask Bo if he's in a bad mood.
You made quite a few accusations today about me. So
okay.
I don't appreciate them.
Look, I do want to give
you know what? Now I'm going to say I'm in a bad mood because you've put me there.
I already knew this, so we can.
I wasn't in bad one until you just started this segment this way.
All right.
But now you got it, so it's your problem now.
I guess it is. I do want to shout out. What was his name? Dylan. Brent.
Brent.
Brent. Yes. Okay. Brent gave us a call. He wasn't going to talk on air for the wake up call, but he wanted to just. He said he owns an RV dealer, and he said, you know, hey, they should just claim it on insurance. Why worry about trying to fix up the RV? Just claim it on insurance and get the check back. Brent, that doesn't help me at all. Okay, it's my parents' RV, and they were going to give it to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So if they claim it on insurance and they just pocket the check, it's not doing much for me to have an RV, okay? Then I've got to go out and buy my own RV. So that's kind of the beauty of the whole situation, that I get to redo an RV.
Would your parents claim it on insurance, pocket the check? Well, not pocket the check. Get the check and give you the check to invest in an RV?
That's not how that's going to work.
It's doing too much? It's doing too much, okay?
That's a step too far in retirement.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
When they're living off retirement savings, so which they're doing fine. But
that's
it's like,
real.
Hey, if you got an extra, I don't know,
yeah,
$5,000 to claim, I'm sure that they would love to have that.
No.
They would use that elsewhere.
We don't want to go the check route.
Yeah.
We want to hear all the trials and tribulations of Mike fixing up this RV.
We
want to
get the faux wood and the water pumps and everything that comes along with that. Where I get to my first outing in this RV and I'm Spartan kicking a hole in the side of it because something's not working that I spent months on.
I will tell you this. This point just came to my head. Simone's dad owns an RV and he takes RV trips all the time. He's actually very good and like had done a lot of research and looked things up about RV. So
okay.
If you ever have any RV questions, ask me and I'll ask Simone's dad personally for you.
And then
he might be able to answer them.
Ask him how expensive it's going to be to fix the slide out that the motors are not working on the slide out. That's my first thing I
got
to figure out. That's the only way I'm taking it.
I'll report back tomorrow.
You could just connect them, you know. You could just start a group chat between the three of you and then.
I could.
That way.
Nah, he's got to gatekeep that one.
Because this radio game could, I mean, because. Dylan's be like, oh, I mean, he said yeah, but no.
That's true, because me relaying the information back is going to be the worst game of telephone ever. The worst game of telephone.
Also, I'd like to know what he saved of Simone's, you know, that he dropped on her doorstep after 30-plus years of saving, because that's what we were talking about leading into the wake-up call. What do your parents What did your parents save for you that you don't necessarily want? And I think we're all kind of, I don't know, I think it's a generational thing. Like for our parents' age, it's just like, I don't know, hey, I'm going to keep every single thing under the sun and just, we'll just, you know, it all means something to us.
I mean, maybe though, by the time our parents are saving this and giving us this stuff, they've already tossed everything out that their parents gave them.
Yes.
I feel like every parent just hoards their children's belongings.
My mother-in-law, God bless her, she's coming to town today, and she has recently dropped off like the changing table and the rocker that my wife played with when she was little and had baby dolls. She's like, oh, I'm sure your daughter will love this. And I'm like, that stuff, so outdated. it's like play school brand, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. But, we'll give her the opportunity, give her the option. So we'll see what happens with that. All right, it is time for the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Appreciate you guys listening to us and hanging out with us. Hey, let's go. Let's talk to our buddy Chief from South Fulton. Chief, what's happening, Chief?
What's happening, Chief? Hey, Mike.
Yo.
You know the great thing about being part of Squid Nation, right?
Is what's that?
When you're part of Squid Nation, you get to sit next to the boss at the dinner, and you also win prizes.
Oh, you called to poke me, too. Okay, that's all right.
That's right. Tell him, Chief.
Here we go.
You also win prizes, but it was nice meeting you guys. And Allie Mack, I'm telling you, your husband, he's a lucky guy. He really is.
Calm down, Chief. Calm down, Chief.
Yeah, he's a real lucky guy. But, Mike, seriously, though. You know what I'm saying? Leave Squid alone this morning. You know, this morning is Squid morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
It's his morning. You know, I'm you know, real thankful that you guys put on the whole thing for me. I really enjoyed myself. And, I'll talk to you guys later on this week. I'm at work, so I got to go. I'm out of here.
All right.
Yeah, thanks,
Chief. Appreciate you. Yeah, you know, Chief.
Why is it Squid's morning?
I know. Because it's my world.
Because he won the prize.
Is that what it is?
Brother, okay. It's my world. You're just living in it.
Okay.
I hope you realize that. Let me tell you something. You know, you can talk your way into things, but I think people forget you can talk your way out of things too. And you're quickly talking your way out of being invited to
the driver's meeting.
To the driver's meeting with Chief and myself, because we were gonna try to sneak in as security, but I was gonna have you wear a Squid Nation shirt that said security.
Yeah, me around other NASCAR drivers. I'm not sure there's
just
not
hide behind
a,
Bo.
Yeah.
That's like having Andre the Giant at a horse jockey meeting. I mean,
seriously, is man the singlet? Yeah, hey, nice job, sneak in there. We are. It's gonna be interesting to see. Obviously, if you guys missed it earlier, Bo and Chief won a prize on Friday at the Father's Day dinner. They're going to be going to the driver's meeting before. Mm-hmm. The Quaker State 400
available at Walmart.
Yeah, so cool though that you get to do that. Bo.
I know that
he might have to miss it though because we are doing a radio show that day.
You know what? 5 to 6:30. You'll just have to you and Allie have to hold the fort down for a few
minutes.
It's
gonna be the best show ever, Mike.
A pre-race show. And Allie, we got a big act to follow up because obviously last time this happened and you were there and saw it. We were on a rooftop. We got to make more friends and find another rooftop to do the pre-race show from. So that'll be fun. And obviously that's coming up in just under 2 weeks. On a Saturday night race down at Echo Park Speedway. So we'll be there in attendance. Let's go back to the phone lines, Dylan. Let's go ahead and talk to our buddy Jeff over in Alpharetta. Jeff, what's going on? You're on the morning shift.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Proud member of the Flam Flam Flam.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Even this thing out. Let's go.
I apologize that you have to deal with a salty Bo whose wife apparently didn't heat up his W sauce to just the right temperature this morning.
Oh, goodness.
All right. Yeah. That's one.
There's a little rust out there. I'll take a shot at me while we're at it. I was not an athletic kid. I'm not, I mean, how I'm not an athletic grown-up, but I was a super nerd in high school, and I got one of those varsity jackets, you know, with the letter on it and the leather arms, and our school colors were red and yellow, like the Washington. What are they? The Commanders now? Yeah. And I mean, the thing is super gaudy, but it was like the academic warriors.
Hang on, Jeff. Were you a mathlete? Were you a mathlete, my friend?
Oh yeah, man. I was 100% quiz team mathlete. All that stuff, and now I've got this like Letterman jacket it's still in the closet at my parents' house. It's like Letterman jacket. It's not cool. Like I was varsity football. You know, I had a 4.0.
Attaboy.
Gaudy leather jacket, but who knows what else? My mom, she's not a hoarder, but she might be a mortar. She's just always looking for more and more stuff. I'm home one day, and there was
that.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the phone call, man. Hey, you. Maybe he was a member of. Did y'all have the math fraternity at your school, the Mu Alpha Theta? Mu Alpha.
I'm not sure.
There's a meeting for Mu Alpha Theta this afternoon. You're like, dude, what, man? Like, who in God's name was in that club?
I mean, that sounded like a Mike's Mafia member right there.
What's that?
Mathlete and cell phone.
I'm sorry. He likes to overachieve.
Hey, according to Google, Mike Johnson has a 4.0.
Yeah, so. We want to talk about something that grew legs over time. I had with the honors points that we used to have, like where it adds points. I don't know what my actual GPA was, like 3.5. It wasn't awful. It wasn't great. But with all the honors points, it added up to 4.1 or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And somebody asked me that didn't understand honors points. I was doing an interview headed into college, and they're like, what's your GPA? And I was like, it's like a 4.1. And they just, perfect 4.0. And just grew legs, and all of a sudden everybody was like, oh, this guy had a perfect 4.0. And I was like, no, I didn't. Like, no, that's not what that was. I said 4.1 in an interview freaking years ago.
Yeah.
And everybody just said I was some kind of perfect academic student. That could not be farther from the truth.
I mean, if you want a rumor being spread about you, that's not a terrible one to have.
I'll go speak to alumni clubs, like all over the Southeast. And they're like, Mike Siri had a 4.0 in high school. I'm like, No, I didn't. Stop saying that, man.
So you're saying you're part of what you're known for is built on lies?
Partially, yeah. I don't know. I'm not proud of that. I didn't do it, so it is what it is.
The internet does it.
You know what I mean? Wikipedia just growing legs sometimes.
Well,
man.
I mean, it had me going to a different high school, apparently. So
there you go.
I don't know.
Let's get another call in, Dylan. Let's head over to our buddy Dan over in Decatur. Dan, what's going on, man? Hope you're having a good morning.
Good morning, man. How y'all doing?
Living
the
dream.
I hope y'all fathers enjoyed your Father's Day.
Thank you, sir.
So, a couple years ago, my mom found one of my, one of the first Hot Wheel tracks that I had.
Yes.
What the hell, at 30-something years old, am I going to do with a damn Hot Wheel track? And she's like, well, you maybe can give it to your son. And I'm thinking, and I'm not that old. I'm only 34, but I'm thinking, like, would those parts still even go with, like, are the parts different from now? Does the track look different? Like, would it even still go together? But what the hell am I going to do with a Hot Wheel track?
So I
thought it was kind of funny, but it was the fact that she still has it was kind of crazy for me, which I thought it was cool.
Appreciate
it. With the Braves, with the Braves, I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. I don't think it matters. What the hell you do? Push Chris Sale back. It doesn't matter. Hell, you can have Acuna pitch at this point. It doesn't matter. The best we can.
Damn,
Mike, also, too, did you get that grip bowl yet, brother? I was wondering that, too.
The what?
Have you had your grip bowl yet? Have you had your grip bowl with the sausage and the eggs and the cheese? Have you had your grip bowl yet, sir?
No, I have not, man. I need to get on that. Actually, you know what? As soon as I leave here today, that's exactly where I'm going. Going to smoke something.
Go ahead and get
that.
Right. Go ahead and get right, man. Happy Monday, y'all.
I appreciate it, Dan. Thanks so much. No, it's funny because I actually had this happen with the Hot Wheels track that he's talking about. Like the cars, the movie Cars, which is now like 20 years old.
Yeah.
The cars that they built for that are bigger than Hot Wheels. Like they didn't contract it through Hot Wheels. So yeah, you can. I was buying my son all these things. I'm like, oh, look, let's buy this Hot Wheel track. You'd be able to use like Lightning McQueen on it. Nope, doesn't fit. Doesn't even roll. It just sticks off the side.
Well,
like,
and
unfortunate.
That's the thing about toys is, you know, when they get passed down and your parents are like, oh, your kids will want this one day. I'm like, no, the kids will want what's in the stores today.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to get my son on like a slot car track, you know, where you pull the little trigger and the cars just go around. I'm like, yeah, check that out. He's like, yeah, that's cool. That's fine.
It's not what my friends have, Dad.
Check out this remote control Spider-Man monster truck. Oh, that's fine. Yeah, I'll play with it 10 minutes. I'll be good. My kids, they're more likely to play with the box. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. All right, we got to move on because we come back. We're going to have an interview with former PGA Tour caddy and now co-host of the Odyssey podcast, Tales from the Tips, Mr. Mick Middlemo, to come on with us and talk a little bit about the U.S. Open. Don't miss it. Stick with us. It's the Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 A Game. And
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This is the morning shift. I am Bo Morgan. She's the first lady of baseball in Atlanta, Allie Mack. We got a little dial line mixed in, and somewhere pouting over here is Michael P. Johnson because he's upset.
Where did the pout thing come from?
You said that three times.
I'm not sure. Oh, it's the race thing.
Yeah.
Ah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, I got lost since there. Friday night when you know, I was.
That's right.
I get to host. Our own listener chief at member of Squid Nation at the drivers meeting.
Yeah, I am proud.
Echo
about that.
Park
You're
Speedway
right.
At the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. Come 2 weeks from Saturday.
Yeah, 12 days.
Countdown. The countdown is on.
I will maintain that as soon as this announcement was made by Mike Conti that Bo was going to go to the drivers meeting, I leaned over to my dad who was at the Father's Day dinner, and I go, "It's going to be a long 2 weeks for me."
Well, Mike just goes. Oh, I'm not even, he goes, oh yeah, I'm not even sitting here, I guess. I'm not even here.
It's just, you know what I mean? You just felt a certain way, that's all.
Yeah, well, you're always in your feelings. I tell you what, though, we got a guy that's never in his feelings. He is former PGA Tour caddy. Now he's a co-host of the Odyssey app and Odyssey podcast and our own podcast here, Tales from the Tips, which is a phenomenal name for a golf podcast,
yeah,
by the way.
I love that.
Mick Middlemo, we just call him Mick the Caddy. So, Mick
the Caddy.
How you doing, my friend?
It is just Mick the Caddy. I tell you what, if you guys want to come up with a good drinking game, every time the Beau mentions he's going to be at the driver's meeting, you should have to do a shot.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I think there's going to be some drunk people in the world we're never going to hear the end of this.
Yeah,
I can assure you.
Mick, I gotta get people where they need to go. It might help some people out in life to have a few drinks.
I have a sneaking suspicion after this phone call I'm going to be the president of the mafia.
Well, there's a guy, Mick, let me tell you something. There's a guy down 20 that in a guard shack right now that would fight you for that. But you know what? We'll get to that later. Look, that was an incredible U.S. Open, I think. I enjoy that type of stuff. But what did you think about the way J.J. Spahn was able to recover and finish the tournament yesterday? After really faltering and giving up the lead on Saturday and then really getting off to a bad start on Sunday.
Look, it was phenomenal to watch him, what he did on the back nine. I mean, he put on a putting clinic. I mean, honestly, the three putts he held, including the one to win, was just, it was unbelievable to watch. I mean, and the drive that he hit on 17, you know, the 304-yard par four, to come through clutch like that, you know, 71st hole of the U.S. Open was just, it was phenomenal to watch. Especially with, I mean, the carnage that was happening around him. And, I mean, I know you and I spoke about this at Lazy Dog on Friday night, that you probably enjoy watching the carnage. I don't enjoy the carnage so much. I thought it was a little overkill. But, you know, all hats off to J.J. Spahn. It was an outstanding victory.
So, Mick, I've been seeing the debate going back and forth whether this is an enjoyable event to watch or not at Oakmont, because it's already tough, and then there's the weather. Some people like seeing that struggle with these golfers, and then others want to see the precision happening. Where did you land on this with your experience?
I kind of land somewhere in the middle. I thought yesterday was a little overkill, and obviously you got to understand one thing. When it rains, that rough then becomes 10 times worse than what it normally is. At least when it's dry, you have a chance to get a club through it at some stage. But when it's that wet and heavy, you saw the carnage of what was happening with Adam Scott and Tyrrell Hatton, you know, even Sam Burns at times. It was just, I think it's a little overkill. And, you know, also when you get a rules official come out and say there's no standing water there and they're making Sam Burns play basically out of a puddle, I think it's a little overkill. But, you know, every player knows it when he turns up. That's what the USGA is about. They want to make this as hard as they possibly can. I don't think it makes great viewing. You know, I was with some people yesterday watching it, and they were like, you know, this is kind of, it's a little overkill, I think, with the way they set up the course sometimes.
Hanging out with Mick the Caddy. He's co-host of Odyssey Podcast Tales from the Tip. And Mick, one of the things that did come out of this tough event over the weekend was a lot of frustration from a lot of golfers. We saw pictures of Wyndham Clark, supposedly, allegedly damaged some lockers inside the clubhouse. You saw Rory getting frustrated, visibly frustrated out on the course. Were you ever on the bag for somebody that just absolutely lost their cool? I think one of the cool things about you guys' podcast is hearing stories like this. You ever just somebody on the bag for somebody that just lost their mind during the middle of a round because of frustration?
Oh, absolutely. I've caddied for guys that have broken clubs and punched. I caddied for one guy. He four-putted a hole and he walked off and he walked into a portalette. Next thing you know, I just see the portalette shaking. You know, I can hear the thumping and punching. And he comes out, he's got blood streaming. This was up in Syracuse. He's got blood streaming out of his right hand where he'd just, like, taken to the portalette at 100 miles an hour. You know, sometimes I wish they had the cameras sort of following us around when you go into the locker rooms and stuff like that, because, and especially with some of the locker room talk, because I can guarantee there were some players who hated every part about being at Oakmont this week. And that's what I don't like about it, is that, you know, if you're outside the top 30 coming into Sunday, you know you have no chance of winning. You're not going to come out and shoot 62 and make a run. It's just, those guys just can't wait to finish, get off the golf course. Even Rory said, I hope this round takes 4.5 hours and I can get the hell out of here, sort of thing. So in that way, it hurts. But, you know, I guess some people just like watching the carnage and unfold. And maybe, you know, we can all relate because that's the way we normally, from what I hear, that's the way Bo plays all the time anyway.
That's exactly how I play. It's all carnage constantly. You know what? Rory and I was like, man, he's doing some of the things I do, except for, I've taken a club to a tree before. You know what? I want to talk about the rain delay and what do you guys do in those rain delays? Because I know JJ Spahn had 5 of 6 first holes. He bogeyed. It was an awful start, and he's somehow able to regroup. And clearly, the rain delay, it was time for him to get his mind right. But how do you treat a rain delay as a player and a caddy?
Well, normally it's like basically you just go and eat. To tell you the truth, you'll cruise off. You know, there's nothing you can do. You can't go to the range. You can't go putt. So basically, you just have to go and try to kill time. Players will go and eat. They'll sit in the locker room. You know, JJ Spahn's a pretty relaxed kind of dude. I mean, if as a caddy, I would probably sort of sit there before he went and had lunch and go, hey, listen, this is good for us. You know, we haven't had the greatest front nine. You know, this is good for us. It's time to regroup and you know, get our minds clear and get ready for a back nine. You know, sometimes that can really play into your favor. And obviously at this stage, it really, really did.
Finishing up here with Mick the Caddy. You can find him on Twitter at Mick Middlemo. And one of the things that I thought was interesting, and we've seen JJ Spahn, Mick, like we've seen him around. He was a runner up, you know, back at the Players just a couple months ago. This career resurgence for him, though, he's 34 years old. He's obviously never won a major. And he's able to, make it happen over the weekend. What happens for a guy like this? Does something suddenly just click? You think JJ Spahn's attacking the course in a different way? Does this course play to his strengths? Because suddenly he's become a guy who is a very, very good golfer at a point in his career where sometimes you don't always see that.
I think sometimes the light just gets switched on. I think sometimes these guys, when they come on tour, you know, they see the light and the glitter and, you know, and they see the money and they see that everything comes with it. And sometimes it can be a bit overwhelming. You know, I've caddied for guys first year, second year out there, and it becomes very, very overwhelming. You know, you walk up and down the range and there's Phil and Tiger and all you know the best players in the world, and you're like, wow, I'm really here now. And sometimes it gets a little overwhelming, and you can lose focus a little bit. And sometimes when the light just switches on that you belong, and now all of a sudden you realize that you belong out there, it's career changing. It's defining that, you know, all of a sudden you're like, wow, you know, I can actually hang with these guys. And obviously coming second at the Players' Championship to Rory, you know, you can be disappointed that you come second, but I can guarantee he went home that night and he was like, wow, you know, I belong out here. I've got this. And all of a sudden people have to start to worry about me. And it's you know, I've been around players that have done that. It's when the light comes on, it's fun to watch. And for him, you know, his caddy, Mark Ahrens, is a great friend of mine. I've known Mark for 23, 24 years. And, you know, I cut my teeth with him on the nationwide tour. So it's great for him to, you know, to get it, because, you know, I feel great for him as well. He's a great caddy. He's a great man. He's a great Red Sox fan. And to see him, you know, and then even at the end of the, you know, at the end of the round, you know, you watched Adam Scott was in there. They're hugging each other. They're laughing. They're joking and stuff like that. You know, he's just one of the boys now. And I think that's changed his whole mindset when it comes to the game of golf.
Yeah, it says a lot about J.J. Spahn, the way other people reacted to him winning. Hey, real quick, Mick, now going, we got a couple weeks and the British Open will be upon us. So coming into that, who is the favorite coming into that? Because I think, you know, after the Masters, you'd have thought maybe Rory. Scotty is always, you know, a favorite to win. But who do you think's the favorite to win in the British Open?
You mean the Open Championship?
No, it's the British Open.
I was going to say, here America. We go, ding, ding.
We had this conversation the other night. I know you're just coming at me now.
Oh, no, I am coming at you now. But, I mean, look, it's gonna be hard for Rory not to win that one. It's basically in his backyard. I know he's going to be pumped for this one. I know he's probably had a little bit of a hangover since the Masters and winning the Grand Slam. But I think when he gets back there, it's going to be all systems go for him. I mean, he shot 3-under in the last round here, and obviously, it was a carefree 3-under because he wanted to get the hell out of Dodge. And sometimes when you just don't really care, you play great golf. But I think it's going to be great for Rory. I think he's going to have a huge chance in this one in his backyard.
All right, appreciate it, Mick. Thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate it as always.
Appreciate you guys. Have a good one. And, yeah, definitely a member of the Mafia after we roll out.
Well, I'm glad we got Mick on once. And now his last appearance.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Good stuff.
I'll be the director of foreign affairs.
Oh, man. He's a lot of fun. I don't think he's having beer right now, but he's a lot of fun to have a drink with or just hang out with. Mick, he's got a ton of tales. I was getting him to tell me some of the golf stories he has, and Mike Conti Washer was like, I need to borrow you for a minute.
Yeah. Tales from the tips, if you will.
Yeah, that's it for that segment. Well, look, coming up next, got a Life of Squid, and there is a conspiracy theory about the Knicks.
Uh-oh.
Coaching search.
Uh-oh.
And you know me, Allie. I'm always in for a good conspiracy
yes,
theory.
Yes, you are.
Next on the Morning Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Beat you, Mike.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, where the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mac, and Dylan. The morning has absolutely flown by. It's 8:41. Of course, if you missed any of the show today, you can find us on the Odyssey app, which you can also find if you're on a road trip right now.
Yeah. Shout out to our buddy Jake Major, who is on Twitter as Hawks King. He's a friend of the show, a P1, if you will. And he's got his three kids in the car, and they're rolling on a road trip down to Florida. And he said that he needs his kids to be a little bit more hyped up. Well, it's time to get hyped up, kids.
Hi, kids.
Hi, kids. Hope you guys are enjoying the road trip, Jake. And thank you so much for listening to us on the Odyssey app.
Yes, thank you for listening. You can stream us on the Odyssey app. And you can always get a hold of us online on Twitter as well at 929 Morning Shift. Now, the Braves won the series against the Rockies, but lost yesterday 10-1. That was the real shame driving in this morning, hearing like the national reports. They're going through all the games and they say Braves lost 10-1. I'm like, wait, but Friday and Saturday, we did not. Friday and Saturday. But look, the next 13 games are vital. We have the Mets, then we go to Miami to face the Marlins, then we go to New York for another Mets series, and then the Phillies come to Atlanta. This is the first time, guys, in about 8 years that the Braves could be sunk by the All-Star game.
Dude, don't even bring that. And you know what? I'm going to hold your feet to the fire as well. Because I had a bone to pick with you on Friday.
Uh-oh.
Obviously, Mark Zeno was in. Shout out to Mark. I went to Daddy's with Donuts, or Donuts with Dad, or whatever they called it.
Daddy's with Donuts?
Daddy's with Donuts.
Did you fit that category?
Daddy's with Donuts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have a donut?
Oh, a muffin top.
Yeah, the spare top.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't know where you were. I was like, yeah, I had donuts, of course. I crushed them. But Allie said on Friday, hopefully we can get a sweep.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, can we just win one? Like, what do you like? You are just as bad as Brian Snicker for pushing Chris Sale to his Tuesday start because
about?
you're just sweeping the Rockies under the rug, and you cursed it when it came to yesterday's game because I was hoping silently to have a sweep, and yet I was just trying to keep. You know, it's kind of like talking. Hey, hopefully in the middle of the fifth inning, hopefully complete the no hitter. You don't say those things, okay?
I was putting it out in the universe. I was manifesting it.
You were trying to manifest it, and I was like, I'm listening to you guys going, no, Allie, no, don't say that. That means we're not going to get a sweep once you start talking about the sweep.
Well,
they might
be
the worst team in history, but they're still a major league team.
In my world, you put things out into the universe.
Is that what it is? The ethos?
However, if it's different in the sports realm, I will adapt and I'll stop jinxing things as we get close to
good
news.
Did you have a vision board for the Rocky series? Is that what it was? You had a vision board.
Oh,
it had a broom on it.
You're a vision board person, aren't you?
It had a broom on it. It had a 3-0 record. It had it probably at the time had a picture of Chris Sale with a fist pump, and then all of a sudden he's not pitching, and then you're like, oh, that's not good.
Guys, it's science.
Take it off the vision board.
What you see goes into your brain.
Yeah, Allie's going to learn a lot about the term ethos sitting in, focusing on sports in Atlanta here pretty soon. So, yes, no, it was a frustrating end to that series yesterday. We talked a little bit about Spencer Strider earlier having the big day that he had, and Grant Holmes doing the same thing as well. But the bullpen obviously letting you down, not just a little bit, but in a massive way yesterday.
So Grant Holmes, he is the third pitcher in franchise history to get 15 strikeouts, strike out 15 batters, and lose the game. He's in company with Smoltz and Warren Spahn on that one.
Yeah, I when he made that those two errors that Holmes did
and on the same play.
that's when I go, they're gonna lose this game. I knew right then they were gonna lose the game. I just thought it'd be like 1-0. I was like, they're going to lose 1-0, and he's gonna no hit them through like however many innings he goes, and they're going to lose 1-0. And then it turned ugly, and I was trying to keep up with all the things. I finally got so frustrated when it was 7-1. I was like, I can't.
That double error from him looked like something from the first 20 minutes of Little Big League, you know, before they hire Billy Haywood. where he's like, you know, they're showing like they're playing the music. You know, they're playing like the music and all of a sudden like everybody's just absolutely awful. That's what that scene reminded me of.
Well, it really just, it started the beginning of the end of that day. And then just to not be able to do anything at the plate. And look, there were some hard hit balls that, which is what the Braves do. When they don't, you know, they just find people's gloves. Michael Harris hit a ball, I think it was in the third inning, that if it, you know, it was a home run in some parks. And it just there was a lot of frustration. No, it was the second inning. A lot of frustration yesterday. And to me, it ruined a good weekend. And obviously ruined a great start. You got 28 strikeouts from your starters on Saturday and Sunday.
That's 28. So ridiculous when you think about that.
And you lost one of those games 10-1.
The frustrating part, is when you look at Grant Holmes having the 15 Ks, and then somehow you back that up to how the bullpen looked. And Ruiz, obviously, you know, De Los Santos. Like, it's just, they looked awful. They looked awful yesterday on the bump. And so, I don't know, man. It's like Grant Holmes just cruising, and all of a sudden he's not, and then all of a sudden nobody can get an out. And it's literally the historically worst team in Major League Baseball history.
Well, this team is so frustrating to me. I'm just not understanding what's happening, because when we have the Milwaukee Brewers here, it feels like we're focused and we are going to take them down. And we did. But then you got the Rockies here and it gets a little loosey-goosey. It's like you mentioned, Mike, maybe not quite as focused yesterday.
Thank you. Yeah, and so you went ahead and take more focus off of it, and you say, we'll push Chris Sale to Tuesday because this game Sunday obviously doesn't mean as much. It's the way I felt.
Well, the way you felt is not the way the team felt.
But that's the way they played.
Well, I mean,
that's the way they played.
I'm a little disappointed in you in this take.
Okay.
Because you play professional sports.
Sure.
And you know that. You know that guys, they don't go in. I mean, that's not – you just know better. And for me, pushing Sale back has nothing to do with the game at hand. It has everything to do with the importance of what you're about to play, face. And it's not like Grant – and by the way
– ding.
I think when after Grant Holmes has struck out five of the first six batters, you might be a little bit of a wake-up call if you did have that attitude. I mean, and also it might even make you, I actually feel that you're the importance of at your at bats when you have Grant Holmes.
Yeah.
Because all you're looking at from Holmes is to get you a quality start, which means giving up three runs. And when you have, but when you look on the other side and you do have a Chris Sale, you're like, hey, I don't, you know, it's not as important for me to, you know, go 3-for-4 with four RBIs. Because Chris Sale, we just give us one run, and we score two runs, we should win the game.
Yeah, you brought up the fact that you were disappointed in me because I played football at a high level and have been a part of some of these locker rooms. I have. And that's why I keep coming back to this. If at any point, did you ever Nick Saban say, you know what, we're going to start the backup quarterback today. I know we're playing against, you know, UT Chattanooga, so let's just go ahead and start the backup. Like, can you imagine? That's kind of my point in the whole thing. Like, that's it, to me, like moving starters around and just saying, hey, it's game three of a game of a series against the Rockies. I'm not saying that like he was wrong in doing that. I just think it sends the wrong message. And we've talked about this message for a long time about the way this team plays on Sundays, and it's bad. 3-8 this year, 12-15 a year ago, 12-15 a year before that when they won 100 freaking games. On Sunday, they can't get out of their own way, and they sleepwalk through half of these games on Sunday. So maybe saying, hey, you know what, we're not going to play our ace today, I think just sends the wrong message.
I think the message was sent is, hey, you guys got to step up today. We're not going to play our ace. Not, okay. Oh, you can take the day off like you do every other Sunday, basically. I mean, you're 3-7, not counting yesterday, without – pitching Chris Sale or moving around the rotation. I just think this was a reset of the rotation, and it was probably talked about way before they even got to Sunday.
Yeah, do you think that that's something that's not just a Snicker decision? I was talking about that earlier. Like that has to go through Alex as well.
Oh, Alex is Alex and Snicker are definitely sitting down and making that decision.
I think it's 50-50?
I don't think it's just those two. I think they sat down with Kranix. I think they sat down with probably the whoever, you know, I don't even, forgive me, but the assistant GM, I think it's it's not a one or two person decision. It is something they sat down with multiple people. They probably asked Chris Sale how he felt about it.
I'm sure.
Probably asked Grant Holmes how he felt about it. So I can't be on board with that type of thinking. I can't.
So would it have been Grant Holmes starting the Met series if they hadn't pushed Chris Sale? Is that what the matchup would have been?
Yeah, that's how it would have lined up.
Yeah, now you had with the off days and everything, you probably had a little bit more flexibility. You might have been able to even, I mean, I'd have to go back and double check the dates, but no, wait, Schwellenbach started against the Brewers on Thursday. It was Wednesday because they had Thursday off. So you probably could have started Schwellenbach on Tuesday anyway. So you had really all the flexibility you wanted, but they wanted Sale to be able to start twice against the Mets in the next two series they play. No problems with it whatsoever. None. And I don't think it affected yesterday at all. I think it's the team that affected yesterday. Go ahead and put a bow on, pun intended, on the tailgate at home was a success. My balls were a big hit. Amy loved them. I don't think she's...
Hey, yo.
I'm not even going to grace that with a pause.
I think she liked my sausage balls better than anything I've ever cooked on a tailgate at home, believe it or not. And obviously, W Sauce, a big part of that. Also, our friends at Owl Inn Lager, this New Realm Brewing. It's the official beer of Kennesaw State Athletics. All right, look, the Knicks did one of the dumber things I think I've seen them do in recent history, which is saying something. They basically fired Tom Thibodeau without any plan, and because they've tried to get a lot of people to ask, they've asked a lot of teams and have gotten refused, and they have nowhere to go, it seems like now. And Gilbert Arenas, who has a podcast called Gil's Arena, he has a thought on this. He's like, look, this is a smart strategy, he says, that are laying the groundwork for Jalen Brunson's father, who is on the staff, Rick Brunson, to be named the team's next coach. And I quote, your coach is right here. It's Jalen's father. But you can't just give him the job. What you're doing is you're offering a job to people that already got a job, knowing what the answer is. And he goes, so you're pretending for the world that you're actually looking for a new head coach, and then you're going to settle for Rick Brunson. Oh, we couldn't find anybody. Everybody's rejected the jobs. So we're just going to give it to Rick. Y'all are slick, he says, end quote. I mean, I give him credit because you know me, I love a good conspiracy. And this makes sense.
There's some merit there. There's no doubt about that. And it's one of those things that it feels like the Knicks are being so dumb that this is the only believable thing that could happen.
And that's what, and Mike, you're absolutely, for once, I'm going to agree with a bad take you have, but this is a good take. Because
I can't say I'm going to agree with your bad take. That doesn't make any sense.
Because it feeds right into the conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
Because you can't be this dumb, and you can't be this obtuse as an organization to think people wouldn't catch this. And that's the worst thing you could do is hire your star player's dad to run the team, because that just doesn't seem like it's going to work.
Was it Missouri? I want to say it was Missouri that recruited Michael Porter Jr. Maybe I'm off on that. It was like a 5-star, and they like hired his dad as an assistant coach like at the time. And it was like, why would this 5-star kid go play basketball in Missouri? Oh, wait! They just hired his dad on staff. So yeah. It does have that kind of vibe around it. But again,
It makes
sense only because it's so dumb.
Mm-hmm.
It's so the requests have been so dumb.
You're a heritage franchise in the NBA. Act like it.
Yeah. That's going to do it for us here on The Morning Shift. A lot of fun. If you missed any part of the show and want to roll back to it, you can find that on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back in the morning, same time, same place, 6 a.m. on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Until then, make sure you
stay cool and don't pout like Michael Johnson in Atlanta.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.